There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
As a Gen Z, millennial, or nagfifiling millennial, browsing through social media has really provided a quick escape from everything. From your akads, work, and basically life in general, it really helps break free from stress and the negative vibes. With Globe Prepaid, you can now connect, share, and react more with its Go Plus offers. With just 99 pesos, you can continue browsing and surfing through the internet wherever you go. Go Plus 99 Go Share offers you 16GB of data that you can use to browse Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Kumu and House Party for 7 days. To register, just dial *143 # on your mobile phone or download Globe One app or GCash to enjoy the promo. Browsing through social media is now much better with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99. Register now!
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. If this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space para may pagkwentuhan sa iba't ibang Pilipino sa buong mundo. I am your Sunshine Cleo, or you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, I will be having a solo episode once again. Kasi, feeling ko gusto nyo siya ayon sa statistics? Wow! Kayo ah, crush nyo ah, char. Thank you so much for supporting Kwentuhang Pilipina, by the way. Before we start, grabe, like super grateful ako, si Ariana, si Nisi, yung buong team. Shout out to you guys, to Podcast Network Asia. Because grabe yung tags, yung mentions sa amin. Pinapakita niyo yung Spotify rap nyo. Sobrang grateful kami. I'm so, so grateful, guys. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for supporting Kwentuhang Pilipina. It means the world to me, to the guests, to the whole team. Kaya thank you so much. Gusto ko lang yun sabihin. I just want to put it out there for you guys, so much. Salamat, boss besties. And ngayon, magsisolo episode ako because ang pag-uusapan natin is all about how to actually survive being a teenager. A yarn! Kasi guys, alam nyo ba, I just turned 18 last December 1, 2021, syempre. And it feels surreal na you're, oh my God, I'm finally in a legal age. Like, I'm finally legal to do everything. So, yeah. And may nagtanong kasi sa IG story ko, na-pressure ako sa tanong na to, ah. Sabi niya na parang, since you're not a teenager anymore, what can we expect from Cleo now? Parang, wow, oh my God. Okay, so like, I'm, oh my God, okay, right. I'm not basically a kid anymore, but you know, we're always kids at heart. So today, I want to talk about with you guys all about being how to actually survive being a teenager. So this episode is very helpful for all the teenagers out there listening to the podcast, supporting the podcast. So to start with, I want to first mention na ako rin eh, actually, kahit ako, super hilig ko talaga sa rom-com shows, sitcoms, and grabe. Most of the shows that we watch are actually exaggerated characterization of being a teenager. What does that mean? You know, portray sa movies na to na teenagers should be having, you know, sex, should be doing these things, should be partying all the time. should be drinking all the time. Parang ganun. And sobrang exaggerated yung mga characterization doon to the point na parang iniisip mo na, shems, am I a failure for not being able to do all these things as a teenager? So I want to debunk that first and tell you that you do not have to live a life that is shown in the shows that you watch. Those are just exaggerated characterizations. This is real life. I'm not saying that you should be quote-unquote realistic. Don't be. Be idealistic as much as you want. But I want you to remember that your worth is not based on partying, on doing all the teenage stuff that these shows or that the entertainment industry basically is telling you to do. You don't have to be. You don't have to do that. And that is why, number one, on discovering yourself, I want to talk about how you can, you know, discover yourself. I mean, I feel like we tend to search for the things that we love outside, like lagging external, of course, you know, we try a lot of things, we explore, but sometimes all you have to do is look within. And when I say you look within, you find in your heart what brings you joy. Pakiramdaman nyo, you know, energy doesn't lie. You know, I know that you know what gives you joy, what gives you energy, what makes you happy, what makes you tick. Hey, Boss Besties! Yun ang official naming tawag sa inyo, pati sa ating lumalaking community. Kaya, kamusta? Did you allow yourself to rest today? What act of self-care have you done lately? Kasi, Boss Besties, mental health is something so taboo yet so important. That is why as we welcome the Mental Health Month, let us advocate for our valid thoughts and feelings through the statement tees and tote bags from Hiraya Pilipinas' newest mental health collection. A percentage of our profit will be donated to our chosen NGO that provides premier mental health services. Let us heal our energy and tick off one self-care act today by indulging in premium products available on shopee.ph/hirayapilipina and www.wearhirayapilipina.com. And with that being said, I remembered Gary Vee. If you know him, he said sa mga kabataan, especially ngayon, yung episode naman natin is focused on, you know, how to actually survive being a teenager. Sinabi niya to na, as a kid, you know, as a teenager or as a, if you're in your 20s, what you have is time. What you actually have is time. Like, sabi niya na parang kami, we may have all the experience na nasan man na namin yan lahat, but you guys have time. We have time. We've got time to figure it out. And I feel like that's something that we tend to forget. Even ako, kahit nung pag-turn ko ng 18, like when the clock hits 12:01 a.m., I feel anxious already, like thinking I'm not special anymore because, you know, like a lot of people are successful at 18, so I'm not special anymore. Parang ganon. And like, girl, no! Oh my God, I feel like it's just the insecurity speaking. But honestly, you have to allow yourself to fail when trying new things. On discovering yourself, you're going to try a lot of things. So you have to allow yourself to fail when trying new things. And with that, you also have to allow yourself to be successful. You also have to allow yourself to realize that you actually loved what you just tried doing. Pakiramdaman nyo, ibibigay nyo yung opportunity na yun sa sarili nyo. Yung siya papangunahan. I feel like yun yung ginawa ko talaga buong teenage life ko. Like, I just tried things out. You know, like, I joined multiple pageants at school. Oh my God, for real yun. I tried on the varsity team. Mga hindi ko nagustuhan. I tried the science. I tried joining the science clubs. All these stuff. Like, I just wanted to try doing these things to discover what's really for me. Like, what makes me happy? What are the things that I'm actually good at? And I feel like as a teenager, it's you know, it's the best time to do that, especially if the opportunity is given to you by your institution, by your school. Grab it. You know, grab it. And please don't let fear stop you. Please don't. I heard from this podcast, the Mindset Mentor podcast, that fear is just an indicator that you are going outside of your comfort zone. And you don't have to eradicate the fear before you should do something. Sometimes you just really have to jump and do it anyway. Like yung fear na yan, yung takot na yan, nandiyan lang yan eh. And I know it's easier said than done, but to be honest, the only way, no, I forgot the quote. What's that? The only way through it is over it. The only way, oh my God, I forgot the quote. But what I'm just trying to say is, I hope that you grow bigger than your fears. I think that's it. And that's Lay's statement on her merch. Grow bigger than your fears. If you want to cop Lay's Loft, if you promote. Ayan. Shout out to you, Lay, if you're listening. I love you. And with that, with all the discovering yourself thing going around, you know, as we talk about it, my personal take is that even if experience is the best teacher, as what adults say, you can actually avoid some failures and save time if you learned it beforehand. And dito na pumapasok yung advocacy ko na kung gaano kahalaga ang books and mentors. Like, super important yun. You may not have the experience, you know, as a teenager, you're still growing up, you're still learning, you're still exploring, you're still gaining some experience. You learn from books. You learn from these mentors. You find a mentor who is much more successful than you, who you want to be when you grow up, kumbaga. You find that person and you ask. You don't hesitate to reach out. For me, my mentors are my parents, but I also have other mentors that, you know, I can rely on for advice. And also books. Like, invest in books. Invest in your knowledge. I swear. It's the best thing that you can do for yourself. These days, the best way to relax is through social media apps like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Sobrang fun niya kasi! Because you see different people, stories, and opinions. And you know what I think? That is beautiful! Speaking of social media, did you know that with just 99 pesos, you can now have so much fun with it? With Go Plus 99 with GoShare, you get a total of 16 gigabytes of data. That is 8 gigabytes of all sites to do what you need and 8 gigabytes of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited texts to all networks, valid for 7 days. Register to Go Plus 99 via new Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Browsing with Globe Prepaid means breaking free from stress. So register to Go Plus 99 GoShare now. And now I want to talk about the topic about friendships and relationships. Of course, ano ba guys? Like, as a teenager, hindi mo mawala to. So the first point that I want to make is that, you know, about innocence, pagiging inosente. Oh my God. I thought like innocence is attractive before. I don't know why, but I just had this notion that if you're innocent, like, you know, you're a kid, you're attractive. But the thing is, and I learned this from experience, innocence is only attractive because people can take advantage of your ignorance. And I'm not being bitter or something. Like, I just feel like knowledge, like information is a weapon. And if you have these, people, you know, can...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can take advantage of you because you know, like you know, and they know you know. So, I guess I learned that as well from experience na mas maganda nang may alam, mas maganda nang aware. So, you know, as a teenager, I hope that you try discovering all about your body, yourself, what you like, what you don't like. Because if you know these things, if you're aware, if you're self-aware, if you have a strong self-awareness, you won't be taken advantage of. And I'm not victim blaming or something. Like, I'm just saying that people can take advantage of your ignorance. So use this self-awareness, use these knowledge as a weapon. And when it comes to sense of security, since we're in the topic of, you know, friendships and relationships, I feel like as a teenager growing up, when your friends become successful, you tend to be jealous, especially if you have parents that, you know, compare you to other kids, like, you know, who tell you na, bakit yung anak ni ganito, ganyan? Ayan! Oh my God. And I just want to tell you that if there's one thing that I learned growing up as a teenager, it's to really build your sense of security. Sobrang underrated noon, I feel like it's not being talked about enough, but having sense of security, grabe ang magagawa noon sa self-worth mo, sa self-esteem mo. Because, you know, when you know your worth, when you feel secure about yourself and what you have to offer on the table, and when your friends become successful, you only cheer for them and you don't need to bring them down because you are secure, you know? And sobrang underrated nun. And it's a really great feeling to have. I feel like it also took me years to build, you know, like growing up, because I wasn't exposed to this. Like, I didn't know this. I didn't know that I should have built this. But now you know, because you're listening to Kwentuhang Pilipina. And on boundaries. Boundaries naman. According once again to Rob Dial Jr. Lagi ko siya nababanggit dito ah. I love that podcast, by the way. I highly recommend it as well. If people set boundaries with you, this is not their attempt to break their relationship with you. Ulitin ko, if people set boundaries with you, it is not their attempt to break their relationship with you. It is actually the opposite. If people set boundaries with you, it is their attempt to continue their relationship with you. Because without boundaries, it's a chaos. And if you do not know how to communicate your boundaries, your needs, you will be a chaos. It'll be chaotic, really. I mean, I remember this quote that stuck with me, and it says, you are only as good as how you communicate. Kasi kapag hindi ka raw marunong mag-communicate, you can't, you know, you're like, you can't prove, or like there's no basis that you're actually, like, you know, good at something, or that you're actually worth respecting. To be honest, like yung boundaries na yun, yung pag-communicate mo ng boundaries na yun, yung needs mo, it's very important. And with that being said, alam niyo yung pagsaset ng boundaries na yan. Andali niya lang sabihin na yun, you should set boundaries. But like how? Paano nga ba? Well, it doesn't have to be, ano naman, like parang full-blown na parang, you know, talagang kailangan mo na agad magkaroon ng deep-to-deep talk to a person. It can be as simple as if your family member is watching news in the morning and ikaw bagong gising ka and you want to protect your peace, you tell them na,
I'm so sorry, but can you turn off the television for a while while I'm here, like while I'm eating my breakfast? And then afternoon, you can just turn on the TV again. I don't want to be involved. Like, I want to protect my peace in the morning. It can be as simple as that. That's communicating your boundaries already. Another thing is that if you want to communicate your boundaries with your workmates, with your teammates, you communicate with them na, hey, can you please not chat at midnight? Or if you would, is it okay if I won't be able to respond immediately? Norn. And these boundaries talaga, once I've learned them, oh my God. Ito. Parang matitempt ka na mag-set ng boundaries na sobrang taas in order to protect your peace in order to protect yourself. But I feel like may hangganan naman siya. Hindi naman porque nagsiset ka ng boundaries, binabakuran mo na yung sarili mo ng sobra na to the point na hindi na sila makakapasok sa buhay mo. Hindi naman ganon. These boundaries are healthy. I want you to remember that. Boundaries are healthy. They're not bad things. They do not make you a bad person. Right?
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton, and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations. Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify, and I'll be there waiting with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
And now, boss besties, the last topic that I want to touch about how to actually survive being a teenager is the reality of, you know, of this change, of how you change all throughout your teenage years. Because as a teenager, and actually not only as a teenager, in life in general, if there is one thing that is constant, it would be change. It would be change. And I remember this quote from, hindi naman siya quote, but like I remember this line from Sex Education. Sinabi ni Amy kay Maeve. Maeve, don't risk a huge opportunity for a person. I don't know, this is, you know, case to case basis. I'm sure of that. But like, as a teenager, wala pa super constant sa buhay natin. Honestly, kahit gusto ko man na may constant sa buhay natin, pailan-ilan lang talaga. Hindi lahat nagsistay eh. Ganun talaga eh. I'm sorry, pero ganun talaga! Grabe, the feminine urge to keep all the friends you've had all throughout your childhood and teenage years. Felt, sobrang felt. Pero hindi eh. And sa situation na yon, yung sinabi ko sa Sex Education, na parang, oh my God, spoiler alert, you can skip naman this part. If you haven't watched Sex Education yet. Pupunta si Maeve sa, ano tawag dito? Parang may opportunity na binigay sa kanya for her to study sa US. Pero hindi niya sana tatanggapin because things are going well with Otis. Her supposed love interest. And sabi nga ni Amy, don't risk this huge opportunity, you know, for a person. Like, I don't know. That's just for me. Like, I feel like kapag nasa loob ka na ng circle or like nasa loob ka na ng isang bubble, tapos hindi mo na kaya lumabas doon because it's very comforting, you know? It's your comfort zone. It's less likely that you will evolve. I'm not saying that you can't evolve inside the bubble that you made, but it's still better, you know, to go out there. To put yourself out there. And I'm not saying naman na you should break all your ties with people. I'm just saying if there's, you know, a huge opportunity that come your way, I hope that you'd grab it. And also, exploring these friendships and relationships actually allow you to discover more about yourself. Like if you think that you're going into a different direction from your friends, it's okay. Hindi naman sa lahat ng bagay kailangan na may kasama tayo kapag magsisimula tayo ng something. You could try going alone.
it's actually beautiful. You know, the journey that you will go through, it's actually beautiful. Will actually be beautiful. And if you will go, if you will finally go into a different direction from your friends, I want you to remember that the journey that you had together with them was still beautiful. It was still beautiful. You just had to close the book already. But closing the book doesn't mean that it's already less beautiful. It's imperfect, yes, but it's beautiful. Aside from that, since we're on the topic of change, your body, you know, your body is also constantly growing and evolving. So, yung main mindset, I guess, yung main belief talaga na, you know, I'm sticking with as I grow is body neutrality. Body neutrality means, like, instead of focusing on how your body looks like, it would be more healthy if we focus on what it can do for us, what our bodies can do for us. And not only your body, but also your knowledge. Your knowledge also expands. So as cliche as it may be, it's also okay to change your opinion when you learn new information. That's okay. That is normal. That should be the norm, actually. Hindi dapat na marami ka nang natutunan, marami ka nang nalaman, but you still keep the same beliefs or opinions that you had. Like, I feel like that's not healthy. You know, like, as new information comes in, your opinions change. And that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be a fanatic of any idea. Your beliefs now could be different from your beliefs while you were raised. And there's nothing wrong in changing that. There's nothing wrong about that. If you need to hear this right now, there's nothing wrong about that. I hope that gives you, you know, some reassurance that it's fine. It's fine. And to conclude this solo episode, sobrang na-enjoy kung makipagkwentuhan na naman sa inyo, ah. Ay, nako, ang advice ko lang siguro sa ating lahat na nakikinig, pati na rin sa akin, you know, that we are young. We are young. So we hope that we do not become so hard on ourselves. I hope that we enjoy life. I hope that we enjoy how to loose up a little. And also save up. Please save up money. It's, you know, economic independence, financial independence. I'm working towards that kasi ayoko umasa sa ibang tao for my needs. And so I'm working on that. So, what stayed with you? What stayed with you, boss besties? Please do not forget to share the podcast, your Instagram stories, and tag us at Kwentuang Pilipina and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo of What Stayed With You. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our Kwentuan today? Please join us on our Facebook group, Kwentuang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuan. Once again, it is Kwentuang Pilipina Community on Facebook. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more Kwentuan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuang Pilipina. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.